We're back here on Losers Up with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. Episode number 38, of course, Rich Production Radio. Stephen Baldwin is on deck, of course. I recorded him last month in Buckhead, of course, Stephen Baldwin. But first, before that, we have Sean Haig. I said Haig in the beginning. I'm sorry about that. But
that's all right.
Yes. Sean Haig. And what part of California are you from?
I live in Redondo Beach right now. I was born and raised in Massachusetts.
You were born and raised in Massachusetts?
That's right.
And what part of Massachusetts?
I grew up in Somerset, which is like, I guess I'd have to say more closer to Providence than Boston.
Yes, because how long ago did you move to California?
About 6 years ago when I was 19.
Did you know that I'm from Providence?
I do, yeah, I saw that on your website.
Yes, and I just moved down here about a year ago because my wife, Rola, she's an R&B singer, and we moved down here for the music. And, of course, I could do my show any place. But yeah, I have a lot of Boston people on my show. So, you know, us Boston, us New Englanders, you know, park the car, you know. And you know, it's funny. I mean, you probably see New England clam chowder out in California too, right?
Yeah. There's actually a lot of, especially in the area I am, like Hermosa Beach, Redondo Beach, which is, you know, about 20 minutes south of Hollywood proper, but it's filled with Boston people. I mean, there's all kinds of Red Sox, Patriots bars, and...
Really?
You know, yeah, so it's like I never left.
So where is this in California? Like, if you could describe it, because I interviewed Void 808 from California. They're in Orange County, in between San Diego and L.A. Where are you located?
I am in between Orange County and L.A.
Okay.
It's
all right.
Los Angeles County, technically, but it's just on the beach, really close to like LAX, Los Angeles International Airport.
Okay.
Yeah.
So tell me, what style do you put in your music? I mean, you have the Boston feel, but now do you have the California feel?
A little bit. You know, I've been spending so much time just playing guitar for other people lately. I mean, my solo stuff is kind of taking a backseat. But yeah, I mean, influences come in from everywhere. A lot of blues, just because that's the kind of music I've been inspired by, like Clapton and Jimmy Page, and also get like Tom Petty in there and Mike Campbell and those kind of guys.
Right. And so have you opened up for any big name people?
Yeah. Mostly, again, doing like the guitar session sideman thing. I've opened up for Dave Matthews, Matchbox 20, Chris Daughtry, Kid Rock, Stain.
You open up for Chris Daughtry in Kid Rock?
Yeah.
Tell me about... Open up for Daughtry and Kid Rock.
Daughtry was last year. I was playing guitar for an artist on Artel Records named Hodges, who I'm still playing with today. We did a show at the Delaware State Fair in Harrington, Delaware, for about 5,000-6,000 people, which was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Really good crowd, really receptive to, you know, an artist they'd never really heard of before. And,
right.
You know, had like 300 people standing in line afterwards to get his autograph and buy a t-shirt or something. Daughtry's a bunch of great guys, really good band, great band to watch live. And Kid Rock was a couple years ago when I was playing with Kenny Wayne Shepherd.
Yep.
And that was for like 25,000 people, so that was just insane.
Really?
That was my second show with Kenny Wayne, so I went from playing little clubs in L.A. to, you know, overnight I was playing in front of 25,000 people, which was pretty mind-blowing.
Wow. Now what's funny, Kid Rock got in some trouble down here in Atlanta area at a Waffle House down here. I don't know what the full story was about, but Pete, do you remember? Maybe my producer Pete remembers. I don't know what Kid Rock got in trouble with. He got in a fight with somebody at a Waffle House, and
I remember hearing about that.
Yeah, I think that was pretty awesome, you know. But Kid Rock is something. You know, he's cool. I like his song All Summer Long, you know.
Uh-huh.
And, you know the group Sister Hazel?
Yeah.
I just interviewed them last month on my show, actually.
Oh, cool.
Right. Yeah, actually not the whole band, just Ken Block, of course, you know, the lead singer, you know. So. Mm-hmm. So, what's the song about, the first one we became, Black Morning View?
That was one that was co-written with the guys in the band with a few years back. All the music was written by me and the vocal melodies and everything else, you know, the lyrics, but the music was really inspired by the Kinks. I was just looking for something that had that cool British... descending lick song. I didn't really have that in my repertoire yet, and I was just really working hard at it for a few days, a few weeks, and finally just became inspired one day and just kept listening to, you know, Sure. Dave Davies over and over again, and it finally came out, you know. It was a good song, one of the better ones I still have today.
Well, have you ever been interviewed on other shows, like national television shows, or have you performed on Letterman or Conan?
Yeah, as far as interview goes, I've been interviewed on various radio programs like yours and different, you know, rock channels across the country. And I've performed on Leno, Craig Ferguson.
How long ago?
Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy Kimmel was a couple years ago with Kenny Wayne Shepherd. I was playing guitar for him. And then last summer, I played guitar for a singer-songwriter named Amos Lee. And we did The Tonight Show and The Late Late Show.
Well, so now you have yet to perform on Conan's show, you know?
I know. Well, hopefully now that he's, you know, he's only 30 minutes away from me now, so as opposed to 3,000 miles. So.
Exactly. And also, I was just thinking about, imagine if you ever performed Black Morning View on The View. But we're going to take a listen to this. Then we'll come back with Sean Haig, of course. Here's the Black Morning View, followed by a new song by Who Dem from Providence, Rhode Island. And we'll come back with Sean Haig here on Lose Yourself with The Derek Shapiro Show.
Bricks at the rapper that spit that, then ask for your chick back. And if you don't know who the damn liar? Scared of what's at stake like a vampire and ire. Calling all goons and goblins like a hunter. I'm a monster, but cooler than Herman Munster. Nowhere I roam, you gon' get me out my comfort zone. Circumference here and there, tan smear microphones. Rapping the star with the ravenous bars. You ain't ever able to catch me in the cab of this car. It feels like a hundred on the freeway. Passenger telling me take it easy. Close call.
In my pen, I know the memory bank, but I ain't gonna let it stop me from telling them what I think. No. And I think it's time for you to put my band in your plans. If not, I'm here to dismantle your plans. And I can rap 100 ways more than you can.
Yeah.
Fuck with me, you're biting off more than you can.
True.
Maybe
true.
If you study all the one if you can.
One day,
maybe be a who them fan. Not a lot of rumor talk about it, none of them can.
None.
Never fall for nothing, cause I know what I stand for. I'm cold, leave you in smoke.
Yes.
High wind says the pole.
Go.
When I roll, I'm always out with a dime piece, the top piece. You wouldn't mind spending about 5 G's tonight, please.
Yeah.
Put the front in on high praise. I know Jesus. You guys are fishy like Pisces. And I'm off.
It feels like 100 on the freeway. Passenger telling me take it easy. Close call. They're gonna need a replay.
Three, two, one. Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines. Fire Andretti Lane 6 Ferrari emblems. A born winner, he's taking the checkered ending. He peels out Pirelli tire soles for his Timlins.
Vroom, humming coming at ya. If you're too slow, then for show, I'ma lap ya. Speed of a Porsche, force of a Mack truck. Fastest lap on any track, and that's an unfair matchup. Took off like a Lambo on the freeway. High as hell, so I better take it easy. Pull me over, they gotta give me some leeway. I only sped by him cause the sign said speedway.
Excuse me if speeding,
but was I going too fast?
What?
200 plus is on my dash.
Are you out of your mind?
The open road is like a 100-yard dash. Shift speed, swiftly, foot up on the gas now.
It feels like 100 on the freeway. Passenger telling me take it easy. Take it easy. Close call. They're gonna need a replay. Three shift, two clutch, one gas.
And we're back here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, Rich Production Radio, episode 38. Hello, California. And tell me, Sean, do you have a lot of earthquakes in California? And what do you do during earthquakes?
You know, I've been here about 6 years now. Never really felt one before until the last month. We've had like 3 or 4. Pretty minor. There was one major one. It was like a 5. On the Richter scale.
Yep.
And, there's not much you can do because you never know it's coming. You get like a 2-second notice because you hear the, it's a weird, really weird thing.
Yep.
Because, you know, living in New England, you deal with like blizzards and hurricanes, but you know that stuff's coming. You
exactly.
can see it. You can prepare.
Yep.
But earthquake, you hear like a 2 to 3 second rumble of this wave of, you know, whatever coming at you.
Right.
And then that's it. Then you just start shaking and you just kind of have to hang tight where you are and hope nothing falls on you and hope that you're in a safe place. And,
right.
You know.
Have you ever performed on stage during an earthquake?
I haven't. I've been at a show when an earthquake happened, but
really?
I'm performing.
What places do you like performing? I mean, of course, you said you performed on Leno before the break, and you performed on, of course, Jimmy Kimmel and Craig Ferguson. But where do you like performing? Like what venues are your favorite places to perform around the country or California or whatnot?
You know, I really enjoy playing House of Blues. I've played every single one. I even played the original one in Boston and Cambridge before they tore it down.
Really?
And there's just a really great atmosphere just from fans, from the people that work there. I was fortunate enough to be in a headlining band doing those shows, so you get treated really well anyway.
Exactly.
But even the opening acts, you know, the people that work there just treated them like they were gods, and it's just really fun.
Right.
Thanks for a good night, and everybody's happy, and, you know, and the food's great too, so
right.
It's not hurt.
And what I was going to say is that, you have people behind you playing the music, of course. It's just you, of course, you're solo, okay, right?
Yeah, I'm solo, but I also, the last couple of years, I do solo stuff in between my majority of sideman work, which is pretty much like touring, playing for somebody else, like with Kenny Wayne Shepherd, Amos Lee, Hodges, you know, a bunch of other artists.
Yeah.
That's kind of my main gig at the moment, and, you know, it leaves me time to do some solo stuff in between so I can concentrate on that a little bit. But
and what instrument do you play, too?
What's that?
When you perform, what instrument do you play?
Guitar.
The guitar. And tell me about, how did you learn how to play guitar growing up?
I started when I was like 13, I think.
Yeah.
I just really wanted to play guitar. I loved the Beatles ever since I was a little tiny kid.
Right.
And just wanted to be able to do what they were doing, because I was always just sitting in my room jamming out, listening, you know, playing air guitar every day.
Yeah.
To George Harrison's guitar work, and I was like, man, you know, I'd really like to actually do what he's doing.
Sure.
And just asked my folks for a guitar for Christmas, and they got me one, and it was pretty much set in stone from there.
All right. Well,
popping CDs and listening to, you know, all kinds of different artists. And,
sure. And Sean, tell me about the this song, Once a Lover.
That one is one of the unfortunate songs that musicians have to write when you go through a shitty time. Mm-hmm. And that one was, I read about a girl who did some not so nice things to me.
Yep.
So I wrote a not so nice song about her.
Well, that's all right. I mean, you know, everybody goes through those times, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And it's, good. It's a good release. Musicians, it's you know,
yep,
when you're going through something good or bad or, you know, anything, it's, yep, it's always a good release to write a song about.
I guess
it.
That's why music is a good outlet if you're going through something bad, or even radio too, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Radio's a good outlet. You know, I get to be an actor over here, and you get to be a songwriter and put that into your music, you know?
Yeah, it's just a positive way to express your feelings instead of doing it negatively, which
sure,
some people do.
Well, I'm going to hear Once a Lover, of course, followed by Russian Roulette, Story of My Life, and then Tiffany, If Only, with her latest, of course, off the Derek Shapiro Show soundtrack. Then we'll come back with actor Stephen Baldwin. Thank you much, Sean. And, of course, here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, here's Once a Lover.
This is Sean Hague. You're listening to the Derek Shapiro Show.
Caught you lying, someone will hurt you like you've hurt me. The rain poured down, travels lightly through winding cracks within my heart. You lost your chance, caught you lying. Someone will hurt you like you've hurt me. Your pain, the web you weave, myself from it long ago. I could have held you close, not let you go. Stood beside you in the rain. I could have been the one who took the morning sun, shining down on your face. But it's too late. It's too late to start again. You were once a lover, never a friend.
Екатерина Сергеевна Крусова, born on the 6th of October, in a little town called Bisk in Siberia, Russia. I can't change that, and I can't change the story of my life. Story of my life, it's rough, I know. Ford self-image came with terms and conditions. I'm not sure if I was ready for the conceited part of this. At first I learned a language I wasn't born with. Had my roots hold me down. And remember the slum, the tears, the years, the jeans under this Russian skin. Epitome of coming from nothing to something, rags to riches. I gave it the definition, lived it, believed it. Got one suitcase and one way ticket. Coming to the US of A was freedom. People were greedy, took what was given and stole what wasn't theirs to begin with. So I followed the selfish tradition. I stole poetry from under their nose, claimed it as my own. It was a breath of fresh air when I had no room. It was a drug fix, I had no one to rely on. Pen and paper was my best friend, and it spoke any language, any tongue, so each other we could understand, and not make pretend that I'm a foreigner in a country of aliens. New chapter in my life, I lived and copy wrote the works. Whatever didn't kill me made me much stronger. But I still had to face the experience, learn that freedom doesn't come easy, and blood doesn't shed for no reason. And poetry's empty if your heart is not in it. My green card was a visa, passport to buy cheaper underage liquor. Got arrested, I was so ashamed, so scared to get deported for having Mary Jane. There lives poverty and I still have nightmares of cold winter days. How the KGB knows your plans, the moves, the steps, the dreams you want to make. I had men love me, choke me, others kidnap my broken heart. That was the closest I've been face to face, to the end of hell and back. Front page news was nothing new. Got over the bruises, built a wall of seclusion. From now on, I have a bulletproof soul. Take a shot at it to see if it punctures a hole. New chapter in my life, I lived and copy wrote the works. Whatever didn't kill me made me much stronger. But I still had to face the experience, learn that freedom doesn't come easy, and blood doesn't shed for no reason. And poetry's empty if your heart is not in it. I've been through battles that ended in wars, and people got hurt for trying to be heroes. I have a reason to live, 9 months were worth it. Planted a seed on free soil so she can grow up and be tough, and God bless her heart. Protect the legal rights of private parts, the desires of the next boy pulling on her bra straps. This is only the beginning, and I'm just taking baby steps right now. Russian roulette. Take a picture of this silhouette. New chapter in my life, I lived and copy wrote the works. Whatever didn't kill me made me much stronger. But I still had to face the experience, learn that freedom doesn't come easy, and blood doesn't shed for no reason. And poetry's empty if your heart is not in it. From now on, I'm not shooting any more blanks. Russian roulette. Russian roulette. Russian roulette. Thank you.
from my veins? What's wrong with me that I imagine such things? And if only for a moment, let there be peace. And how can I live with this pain? I don't have the strength to conquer this shame. And if only for a moment, let there be peace. And tell me, did you know that I still won't let it go? And just maybe you're still flying free. If only. Tell me why I'm left here alone. I search for your voice, but I should have known that if only for a moment you'd be with me. And tell
TNW here in fashion. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go see my friends Tony and Wanda, owners and stylists, 2727 Jefferson Street in Austell, Georgia. Again, 2727 Jefferson Street in Austell, Georgia. Call them at 770-944-3110. Again, 770-944-3110. TNW here in fashion. Tell them that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you. Nail Spa and Waxing, a full-service salon for men and women. Sculpture nails, gel solar nails, diamond nails, deluxe pedicures, body wax. Visit Nail Spa Waxing at Howell Mill Village Shopping Center, 857 Collier Road, Suite 13, Atlanta, Georgia. Again, Howell Mill Village Shopping Center, 857 Collier Road, Suite 13, Atlanta, Georgia. Call Nail Spa Waxing at 404-351-3266. 404-351-3266. Open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Saturdays, 9 to 6. Sundays, 12 to 6. Nail Spa Waxing. Tell them that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you. One Stop Business Services, printing and signs. Go see my friend Len Mish, manager at 1975 Howell Mill Road, Northwest Atlanta, Georgia. Again, see One Stop Business Services at 1975 Howell Mill Road, Northwest Atlanta, Georgia. You can email them at onestopprinting@bellsouth.net. onestopprinting@bellsouth.net. One Stop Business Services. Tell them that Lose Yourself, the Derek Shapiro Show, sent you. Physical Therapy and Wellness Services. Go see my friend Charles Wallington, MPT, physical therapist and director. Visit them at 2787 Jefferson Street in Austell, Georgia. Visit Physical Therapy and Wellness Services at 2787 Jefferson Street in Austell, Georgia. Call Physical Therapy and Wellness Services at 770-739-1177. Again, 770-739-1177. Email them at cwallingtonjr@gmail.com. Again, cwallingtonjr@gmail.com. Or visit them online at www.aristohealthgroup.com. Again, www.aristohealthgroup.com. Physical Therapy and Wellness Services, tell them that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you. Something Special Thrift Store, antiques, collectibles, and more. 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. and by appointment. Go see my friend Mojay at 1816 Lower Roswell Road in Marietta, Georgia. Again, 1816 Lower Roswell Road in Marietta, Georgia, inside Eastgate Shopping Center. Yes, I said inside Eastgate Shopping Center. Something Special Thrift Store. Call them at 404-502-4464. 404-502-4464. Something Special Thrift Store. Tell them that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you, and you get 10% off. Something Special Thrift Store. Tell them that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you. Marietta Health Foods, education, health, and longevity. Go see my friend Debbie Dabrowski at 1522 Roswell Road in Marietta, Georgia. Again, visit my friend Debbie Dabrowski at Marietta Health Foods at 1522 Roswell Road in Marietta, Georgia. Call Marietta Health Foods at 770-973-4364. Again, 770-973-4364. Marietta Health Foods, tell them that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you. D's Tax Shop, an associated group where money grows on trees. Year-round tax services, personal taxes, business taxes, corporations, partnerships, LLCs, small businesses, sole proprietors, home-based businesses, rental property, investors, corporation and LLC formation, tax software training. Visit D's Tax Shop and Associate Group, my friend Darnell Barker, at 2539-2543 Veterans Memorial Highway in Austell, Georgia. Again, visit D's Tax Shop and Associate Group at 2539-2543 Veterans Memorial Highway in Austell, Georgia. Call them at 678-608-4241. 678-608-4241. Tell them that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you, and visit my line at www.dstaxshop.net. dstaxshoppe.net.
Cool it, Derek.
All right, I'll cool it. Auto Air, Auto AC, and Heat Repair. Repairs done right the first time. Go visit Cool It, my friend Mark, the owner, at 1480 Vernon's Memorial Highway, Suite B in Mableton, Georgia. Again, visit Cool It Auto Air at 1480 Vernon's Memorial Highway, Suite B, Mableton, Georgia. Call them at 770-819-0102. Again, 770-819-0102. Cool It, repeat, Cool It Auto Air. Tell them I Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you. Luna's Baby Depot. Go see my friend Juana, the owner. You get 10% off if you mention this ad. Baby accessories and more, used toys and furniture, baby, children, adult clothing. Need any baby item? Call 404-435-7111. Call Luna's Baby Depot at 404-435-7111. You can visit Luna's Baby Depot at 668 Windy Hill Road in Smyrna, Georgia. 668 Windy Hill Road in Smyrna, Georgia. Luna's Baby Depot. You get 10% off if you mention this ad. Tell them I'll Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you. Lorenzo Jewelry. Everything from jewelry sales, custom mounting and repair on site, watch batteries, bands, and pans replacement. Visit them at 1360 Powers Ferry Road, Suite A, 130 in Marietta, Georgia. Visit Lorenzo Jewelry, 1360 Powers Ferry Road, Suite A, 130 in Marietta, Georgia. Call them at 770-952-0030. Again, 770-952-0030. Lorenzo Jewelry. Tell them they'll Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you. But by the time this comes out, June 15th, of course, I don't know if he'll still be on there. I don't know if America will vote him off by then. I don't think he will, because he's one of the biggest Baldwin brothers who's a celebrity, I think, under Alec. And there was a surprise this week on I'm a Celebrity. I mean, I can't get into it that much. I mean, truthfully, no offense, Stephen. but I mean, I watched a little bit because he's on my show, and it's like Survivor, okay? They eat, some people eat bugs or they eat this and they touch tarantulas. Steven was touching, I forget what he touched in the hand. They put the hand into something. And the former basketball player, I forget what's his name, he's in it too. there's a supermodel in there. Way to go, Steven, you know. But I'm sorry? I forget his name, but there's another actor in there too other than that. But surprisingly enough, there was a actor in there, another actor who's related to Stephen, his brother Daniel Baldwin. You know Daniel Baldwin? His brother? His brother surprised him on the show, and he didn't even tell Stephen. Stephen didn't even know about it, okay, that his brother was going to be over there. So they surprised him on Thursday night. On Wednesday night. Okay, but I didn't see Thursday night show. Last night show. Thursday night show. Wednesday night show, yeah. So I don't even know if Stephen's voted off, actually. But I recorded him at Buckhead. Buckhead right near Publix, okay, Publix Supermarket. And in the same... the same shopping center as Barnes & Noble's, okay? And then he's spokesperson for Planet Smoothie. So he lives in New York City. He flew to Atlanta, found out on from the news that he was there. And by the way, on this same episode, I forgot to tell you this too, Fox 5 meteorologist Jeff Hill is going to be on the show too, okay? Jeff Hill, you watch Fox 5? Okay? He's on Good Day Atlanta, of course. And right after I play Stephen Baldwin's play Jeff Hill, you know, Jeff Hill, okay? I just sort of went together, okay? So this will be one together. He has Stephen Baldwin with the manager, too, of Planet Smoothie and Buckhead, with, we'll play Stephen Baldwin's first, the first part, then we'll go into Stephen Baldwin, then we'll play a song, then we'll come back with Jeff Hill, okay? And the manager of the Buckhead's Planet Smoothie, okay? So here is Stephen Baldwin right now, without further ado, sponsored by Rich Production Radio, of course. Rich Productions, myspace.com/myrichproductions. And of course, Repeat does a great job over here, Rich Productions, and your brother John Richmond across, right? And just a great, great family. I want to interview your family too. I can't wait for that. They have like 10 brothers and sisters, right? 10? Is it 10? Just the 10 of us. But anyway, before we get to just the 10 of us someday, here is actor Stephen Baldwin.
Now, you live in New York now?
Yeah, I've been born and raised in New York, still living there today.
Of course, and of course, so you're very close to your brother Alec, of course, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
So tell me, what's new in your life now? Any new movies coming out now?
Yeah, I have a movie coming out in October called To the Wall. It's an independent film.
Okay, and what's that about?
That is the story of two young men who don't know each other, who come together as a result of receiving letters from their dads who both served together in Vietnam.
Really?
So they receive these letters many years later and learn, you know, something more about their fathers. They then come together and go on a cross-country trip to read their dad's names on the Vietnam Wall.
Really? Why did you choose an independent film versus a big picture film, you know?
Well, for me, there really isn't a lot of what's coming out of the Hollywood system right now that I'm really very interested in. You know, there are some films, but the majority of the content is just stuff I've kind of been there, done that, really not interested. For me, what's more fun is to do a lot of the independent stuff.
Sure. And what appealed you to this script?
In the sequences of the film, they do flashbacks to Vietnam, and I get to play like the drill sergeant of these two characters' dads. So for me, it was just an opportunity to play a very interesting and intense role.
And where was that filmed?
Well, that was filmed in Los Angeles, California.
Really? And who else does that star that film?
That stars a couple of television actors that you'll be seeing in the future.
Sure, sure. Now, you on the TV Apprentice, right, last year, right? Or was that your brother?
That was me on Celebrity Apprentice.
Celebrity Apprentice, yeah. Do you still keep in contact with Donald Trump?
No, not too much. You know, Mr. Trump's pretty busy.
Yes.
But I do stay in touch with his son, Don Jr.
Okay. And tell me, what did you come out with that? You know, what have you learned from that experience beyond Celebrity Apprentice?
I think what's been fun for me is, you know, applying creatively some of the good ideas you have to business in a fun, kind of silly show like that. I mean, for me, doing Celebrity Apprentice was an amazing opportunity because I got to raise 90,000. $100,000 for my mom's breast cancer organization.
Well, that's right.
I'm getting ready, actually, in June to do another very big reality show called I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here for NBC.
Oh, and that's going to come out in June?
Yeah, that's going to be coming out in June.
You already taped it?
No, we haven't taped it. It'll be live.
It'll be live?
Yeah.
And tell you what's that about? Where's that going to be held? That's going to be in L.A.?
No, that's going to be in Costa Rica.
Costa Rica.
Where they take celebrities and kind of drop them into the jungle. And it becomes like a Survivor version of with celebrities.
That's pretty awesome because you are actually, governor of Illinois, the former governor, wanted to be in that show, of course. And I guess he can't be in that show, of course. You know what happened? So are you looking forward to maybe eating bugs and getting all dirty in that celebrity? Get me out of here?
Well, I wouldn't say I'm looking forward to it. In fact, I don't know if I'm going to be able to manage eating any type of an insect. Getting dirty, I don't have a problem with, but eating bugs is a little disgusting.
All right, and that was Stephen Baldwin's first part of the interview, of course, actor Stephen Baldwin. Of course, he was in the Celebrity Apprentice last year on NBC. But NBC's love the Baldwins, of course. Alec Baldwin is in that show, 30 Rock. You ever see 30 Rock repeat?
No.
No. Did you ever see Cat in the Hat?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. The Cat in the Hat. My daughter loves that movie, of course. Stars the young Dakota Fanning. And Alec Baldwin, of course, Stephen Baldwin's brother's in The Cat in the Hat. He plays a messed up guy in that who dates actually Kelly Preston, John Travolta's wife, of course, you know. And of course, I never mentioned this, but of course, talking about Kelly Preston and John Travolta, you know. John Travolta has a new movie coming out called Pelham 123. And I just, my heart goes out to them still. I mean, they lost their son, you know. Yeah, with Denzel Washington. So I do feel bad for John Travolta and Kelly Preston, of course. I mean, he's still going through. He doesn't want to do any press, I heard, John Travolta, for that movie, Pete, because he's still depressed about his son, you know. And any parent would be depressed, you know. And you know, so we have a connection now because I have Stephen Baldwin on my show, right? Alec Baldwin was in the movie with Kelly Preston. Kelly Preston is married to John Travolta, who's in the movie with Denzel Washington and Pelham 123. So we have a Pelham 123 connection, right?
Yeah.
Is that cool? You know? And also, I'm going to tell another connection we have, too, coming up before we play the rest of Stephen Baldwin's interview. But first, we're going to be playing Afterthought by Bari, and we'll come back with, and then Big Boy featuring Andre 3000 with Royal Flush. Then we're going to play Santana featuring Michelle Branch with I'm Feeling You, a request. And then we'll be back with Stephen Baldwin.
Second you couldn't be that. Now it's left I can't control. If I can rearrange the format. Over. Every day without you it gets colder. Girl, they always said that it would pass with time. 2 years gone ungrateful. Looking back, reminiscing days that we had. Wishing I can bring them back, compromising for that. It's true, contradicting what I would do if I didn't have thoughts of life without you. First time around, lost and found was a fool for you. Cause second best is not what I needed. Last in line, I'll be fine, I know what to do. When you come back and I'm feeling cheated, let you go, walk away, don't turn around, nothing to say before another lover is lost. Cause I was just an afterthought. Yeah. Always putting you to the side, out of one of my priorities. Never knew how much I made you cry. Selfish with my feelings. I need you by my side. We grow so far apart, being Bonnie and Clyde. Yeah. This day forward, we can start at the end as if heaven's in. And found was a fool for you. Second best is not what I needed. Last of all, I'll be fine, I know what to do. You come back and I'm feeling cheated. Let you go, walk away. Don't turn around, nothing to say. Before another lover is lost. and days that we had. Wishing I can bring them back, compromising for that. It's true, contradicting what I would do if I didn't have thoughts of life without you. First time I lost and found was a fool for you. Second best is not what I needed.
And the first nigga to jam with the AK Quattro CFA over microphone in hand. Goddamn, generation Uno dungeon fam. The lab is filled with potions of emotions out the ass. I laugh when you think that you have seen the last, but it's only the beginning, my nigga. Don't be so fast, mass gas. I slow it down to a screeching halt. And beat the president, cause he don't think before he talk. Iraq got that, now he gunning for Iran. North Korea got that shit that make LA look like Japan. Island, nah man, more like the Caribbean. Billy Ocean body Putin, take a voyage to Atlantis. Selling glass, lean blasted, machinery swing past. Next stop, Bowling Green, bling flash it. Glow my ass off, po-po, they try to harass. My dough, chain cash, and I sit in my castle bent. You know the W would come from dirty bass. Bird baths, let them stunt, we got burners with gas. Fly past by NASA, caught up with the cash. Why blast when you know we in your crib? Bypass, I master what? The treasurer getting ass, whip acid. Red pipe and leather, slick, nasty, sassy. But at the same time, raspy. Plug me a thug, your mother eating plaster.
Styles will change, they say change is danger. Errors, as a king standing on the terrace, while his partner pointing up at the rifleman. Coward shooter, never know when your life will end. Then live like there ain't no motto. And if one come, then this the motto. Now I'll put message in Bato. You go to the nearest beach and open your cardo and walk to the place where the sea meets the land. Yeah, it's easier to run the street than walk in the sand. Hey, I'm talking, young man, as if chalk in my hand. I will take y'all the last to school. It's cool when the kids call me Sonny. The hood calls me Stacks. The bees call me Honey. Hollywood calls me back. Crack and I have a lot in common. We both come up in the 80s and we keep that bass pumping. That's a nigga. Tip comparison, embarrassing. Unfortunate that if you come up fortunate, the street consider you lame. Ha, I thought the name of the game was to have a better life. I guess it ain't. What a shame. I don't slang. Never slung, but I'm one with the slum that has a name well fitting. Plenty cheese getting. No wonder why they called it the trap. So watch your tail, and I'm not kidding. The rats and mice would give advice. They say you can paint and draw. Get out of here, go show them that we're more than slang and raw. That's when I broke into my big Rube impression. And I tried to enlighten, but that night I learned a lesson. That the morals that you think you got go out the window when all the other kids are fresh and they got new Nintendo Wii's. And your child is down on her knees praying hard up to God for a Whopper with cheese. Do you B, hit the street hard with a flair? Or do you A, go to school for heating and air? Dare make a honest living but make a crooked killing? Or do a bit of both until you're holding on a million? Brilliant, you got one foot in, one foot out. You put your left foot back in and then you shake it all about. You do the hokey pokey till you turn your life around. That's what it's all about. 3,000 out.
Sometimes I imagine a world without you. And you save me in the nick of time. I'm riding the highs, I'm digging the lows.